Dr. Schneer dictating a 12-lead EKG on Clyde Fink. On 7/31/24, Mr. Fink performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in normal sinus rhythm period. Left axis deviation is noted. Period, there's residual S waves in the V5, V6, possibly related to lead placement period. The paragraph impression left axis deviation, residual S waves in V5, V6. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Ryan, R-H-Y-N-E. This goes to the VA. On 7/31/24, Mr. Ryan performed the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/11/24, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Harriet Brown. This goes to Dr. Murphy. On 7/31/24, Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than one. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/29/24, there's been no change. Period, a paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bethany Bowens. This goes to Jada Butler, comma, FNP. On 7/31/24, Mrs. Bowens performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/23/24, there's been improvement, period. A paragraph compression, normal study, showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 7/31/24, Mrs. Holmes performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was moderate to severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/20/24. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction and obstruction without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tom Daniels. This goes to Dr. Tori Asbury. On 7/31/24, Mr. Daniels performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was minimal airways obstruction at lower lung volumes with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 4/18/24, there's been no significant change. Period, a paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ann Presley. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7/31/24, Mrs. Presley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/30/24, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Farrow, F-E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/31/24, Mrs. Farrow performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate to severe airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/25/24, There's no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Period. Thank you.